Genesis chapter 39. Instead of harboring in his heart resentment and bitterness for the injustices he experienced, Joseph shows himself to be mild-mannered, winning the grace of those around him. Like Jesus, our Lord, he grew in grace and wisdom in the sight of God and men. Joseph's life shows us a vivid moral contrast to Judah in the previous chapter. It's not the temptations you have that counts, it's the choice you make about them. It amazes me that as a result of doing the right things, he ends up unjustly in jail, and after the victory over temptation, he had to face the test. It is, moreover, the Old Testament illustration of Romans 8:28, and we know that to those who love God, all things work together for good. Even if they are betrayed, hated, envied, sold, unjustly accused, or imprisoned. We don't understand how it is that he didn't complain and that, moreover, he was able to overcome all these adversaries. But what we do know is that God was on his side. Four times in this chapter, it mentions that God was with Joseph, though it may have been difficult for Joseph to understand at times. He is also with us. He will not leave us or forsake us, whatever the circumstances. In addition, it can see and free us from temptation. All my life, you have been faithful. All my life, you have been good, so good, with every breath that I'm able. Oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.